Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya, and I do have to say hello, Soku. Good morning.
Good morning, Abungile and your listeners.
You see, at least, Soku, I'm happy with you because you never talk about Kaizer Chiefs. And that's good. That's good. You must just stay away from these things. Don't be like other people here at Cape Talk. That being said, let's talk about Africa, Soku. I mean, you talk about introducing car-free days in Nairobi. Literally.
Yes. You know, Nairobi is actually rated as one of the second most congested city in the world. Now, that's a lot. You know, if you think about traffic volumes and, you know, how we have traffic reports to try and avoid those things, the average commuter or driver in Nairobi spends 62 minutes in traffic, stuck in traffic every single day. Now, I think that's too much. Imagine being stuck for an hour trying to get to work every single day. And not only does it become less productive, but it costs a lot on the city and it's not beneficial for your health. So what Nairobi is trying to do now is to have regular car-free days. I know, for example, in South Africa, October month is our transport month, and we have tried to introduce car-free days in major cities in terms of people carpooling, using public transport in order to ease the congestion on our roads. So what Nairobi is doing is basically trying to adopt a model that's also being done in Rwanda. In Rwanda, for example, every month, twice a month, on a Sunday, it is car-free day. Now, you'll say, I mean, Sundays, maybe people don't travel as much. But in some parts, you still find, you know, where people are working 7 days a week, or if you're living in the inner city, you are still using your car. And it actually just does make a lot of difference. And what they want to do with this car-free day is to make sure that noise pollution, for example, air pollution, all those carbon emissions are reduced. The country has been updating its roads. So in order to have a successful car-free day, you need to give, you know, the incentive for commuters to leave their cars at home. And that's by building better roads, fixing the roads that are existing, making sure that public transport works efficiently, whether this is through rapid transit systems like the bus, minibuses, and railways. So they've got monorails that are now running up in order to make sure that this can happen at least on a monthly basis as well. And what this also does is that scientists have found that, you know, living in the inner city, for example, in the CBD, you find that you're actually more exposed to health conditions as compared to living in the rural areas. And this is called the island heat effect. Because of noise pollution, the carbon emissions, you know, diseases like cognitive diseases, heart conditions, asthma are more susceptible for people who live in urban areas as compared to rural areas because there's no fresh air. And the minute you start making sure that you're not building parking lots and you're building more green spaces like parks, green areas with trees, you find that even people, you know, will have a better quality of life. And this is what Nairobi is trying to do. And I think it's a model that can be replicated all over the continent as well.
Talking about that, I was just thinking now, Cape Town. Imagine Cape Town without any cars for one day. Just one day. But look, you would need a working rail system, first of all, and you'd need alternative transport, because, yeah, it is quite vast differences you need to cover. But yeah, so you can't do the whole bicycle thing, you know, but it's a wonderful concept. It's actually a very, very brilliant, concept altogether. But you also mentioned something about this, you know, in rural areas. I'm not going to lie to you, Soko. I'm one of those individuals where if a shop could be what, 500 meters away from me, instead of walking, I'd rather take the car. I would rather take the car. But you talk about people in the rural areas, Hibaba. So when I saw these people cover distances, they walk. And I'm like,
and even they're healthier.
Yeah, they're healthier. But you
fresher air, they have, you know, they walk, so they have more exercise. And I think this is what happens when you come into the urban city. We get all these diseases that you probably didn't have when you were living in the rural areas because of the lifestyle change.
So rural areas, there are pros and cons in every situation. Nonetheless, Soku, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home.